heart. Amen. I ain't gonna say too much, but I want to read this 2 Kings chapter number 4. Amen. I don't know if I'm gonna say, much because there's been a few times I said much. Praise the Lord. Amen. That plot on plan. Even now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and said, Go sell the oil. And he said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Think about this. Amen. This woman with this pot of oil. Amen. I just want to talk to you just a few minutes tonight on there's no substitute for a spirit-filled life.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
No substitute. Praise God. A lot of false and fake. Amen. A lot of people pretend to have, but in all reality, it's not the same. Amen. I get that saying, no substitute for a spirit-filled life. When I think of that, I think of my dad told his brother, Brother Herman. He was one of the most spirit-filled men I ever knew. Amen. You would not have a conversation but a very short period of time. But Tommy, until he was talking about the Lord, amen. And the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him, amen. And tears would be streaming down his face, Brother Earl, just in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
He had a spirit-filled life, amen. Amen. I've got several things on my mind here tonight, amen. But I thought about this woman, and she felt like that, amen, she didn't have anything left. Like what one man said, he said she sold everything trying to save, you know. She was in debt, and she tried to save everything she could, but she sold everything but this little bit of oil. Praise God. I'm glad that she didn't sell the oil, ain't you?
Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't sell the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah,
and I don't preach the other night about how that the oil is a representation of the Spirit. Amen. And she sold everything else, but she kept the oil. Amen.
Yeah.
So she went from him, the Bible said, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons. And I got to thinking about how we ought to pray, and how the Bible said, when you enter into your closet, and once you shut the door, amen, you can pray to the Father. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Praise
amen.
God.
Pray to him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I think we run out of something here. He's got there it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go in the closet and go to prayer, and the Father's going to hear you. Amen. In secret. But he said he would reward you openly.
Open.
Praise God. And so this woman, amen, went inside this house. Amen. They went out and began to borrow vessels. And when they bought every vessel there, amen, I don't know how many vessels she's got. Amen. Some of them may come in with a pot bell with a wash tub.
Yeah.
Praise God. I don't know how many vessels there was, but she said, go get some more vessels. And he said, there's not a vessel more. Amen. So they went in and they shut the door. Amen. And I was reading that today. Amen. And the Bible said they brought to her the vessels and she poured out.
Yeah.
She poured out as he poured in.
Woo! Yeah.
As God poured it in her soul, amen. As he poured it in her vessel, amen. She poured out, and it came to pass when the vessel was full. She said, bring me a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, amen. Ain't you glad the oil stayed? Ain't you glad that once you get it, it'll stay with you, amen. It'll carry you through the rough time. It'll take you through to tomorrow. Amen. Jesus has enough for everybody in this house. Amen. Won't you offer your vessel? When God said, throw both hands up and make a funnel and let it pour it in. Amen. And once he pours it into you, then you can pour out. And the people in the community, amen, can be blessed by the oil.
Come on. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go and sell all and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. You can live tonight in the Spirit of God. Amen. Somebody said she started the Jericho Oil Company. Hallelujah. He not only gave her enough to live on, amen, for the present, but he gave her something that would last, amen. Ain't you glad for something that will last?
Yeah.
Glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, just keeps adding to. I ain't never been feeling all the way that I need to, amen, feel like I had all I wanted. Amen, Robert, I feel like I always are in need of just a little bit more. I just like to have a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. They were going to take her sons as bondmen that were slaves.
Yep.
Amen. That was a man bound to service without any wages. Amen. Thank God she kept the oil. Amen. Brother Buzzard used to sing that song, the flame is flickered, but the fire has not went out. Amen. When she became obedient to God, amen, and what the prophet had told her to do, she started living in the overflow. Praise God.
Yeah,
that's right. Amen. She poured out and God poured in. Hallelujah. I feel like that's where we're at in this meeting. Amen. I feel like when God's been pouring out. Amen. Filling our vessels.
Come on. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I need to hurry. I ain't going to say much. Amen. I said this the other day. I'm not satisfied with being a common church member.
No. Come on.
I don't want to be just an ordinary church member.
Ryan.
Now, if you're happy about that between you and God, but Ron, but I'm not happy just being ordinary.
Come on.
Amen. That's one step from being lousy.
God.
That's just one step for not being worth a nickel. Praise God. Amen. Do all to the glory of God. Put all you got in it. Amen. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. I was a foreman on a job. Amen. The only complaint I ever had on my job was he did too much. Amen. How'd you like your employer to say that about you? Amen. I took it as a great compliment. Amen. I don't want to be an ordinary worker, and I sure don't want to be just an ordinary church member. Amen. You can pray through to this. You can get a hold of the power of God, and the power of God can get a hold of you. He can fill your vessel until it's full and overflowing. Amen. Let us be lively stones, the Bible said. Amen. I build up a spiritual house. Glory to God. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be dry. I hate dry meetings. I hate the preacher. preaching. I've done some of it, but I don't like it. I don't like dead dry services. I've been in some of them, amen, but I don't have to be satisfied with them. Amen, if I've got anything to do with it, and if I can pray down heaven and cast out hell, that's exactly what I'm going to do. If God be merciful to hear me, if my hand of God would touch me, Brother Jacob, I ain't going to have an ordinary service. Sweet Jesus, I want to have a part of what God's got. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Can you imagine, amen, the response of the neighbors, amen, when the widow and her sons come asking for vessels? They knew what a shape she was in. They knew she hardly had anything left. Amen. What do you want a vessel for? Just what the man of God said to do. You've got to learn to obey God if you want to live in the will of God and in the blessing of God. Amen. Little did they know, amen, she was coming out of this poverty stricken state.
Right.
Amen. And they would have a part in this miracle by giving the vessels. Amen. Oh, yes. Getting this miraculous oil. Hallelujah. Amen. I think if I'd have got a jar of that, Brother Jason. Amen. Which I'm sure she brought the jars back. Hallelujah. When she sold it, I believe I'd have put that on the shelf as a remembrance of what God did. Amen. I'd tell my children and their children. Amen. What God can do. Amen. I think we're failing to tell what God is doing. We got to publicize it. We got to broadcast it. Tell the people. Amen. What God is doing. Amen. How the blind see. And the lame walk. And the deaf are here. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. This is Him. This is Jesus. This is the power of God, and there's no substitute for it. Amen. This is the real thing.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
I need to move on. I need to move on real quick. Amen. You know, spirit-filled life should be the goal of every believer.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. It'd be all right to come on down where we're at here.
Come on.
Amen. I said this the other day, and I don't want to repeat myself. Amen. But sometimes it's worth repeating. Somebody said, I'm not trying to be spiritual. Brother Ron, I said, well, what are you trying to be, carnal? Amen. I'm trying to be spiritual. That's what I'm trying to be. That's why I pray like I do. That's why I seek God like I do. But I want to be spiritual. You want to be spiritual? Amen. You can pretend all you want to. Amen. Just like when you're a little child, when you pretended you was in the army.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
It's when you pretend you was a police officer.
Yep.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm a Green Beret. I'm a Navy SEAL.
Come on.
But you wasn't.
Yeah.
But you wasn't. Amen. That's the way it is with God too. There's no substitute, and there sure ain't no need for pretending. Hallelujah. Sister Jane, get the real thing. Amen. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Pray it through yourself. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. It seems a few that ever really live lives full of the power of God. I go to town meetings. I go to conventions. Amen. Different places across the country, and it's everywhere I go, but Jason, that you can count on who's going to have church and who's not going to have church. I want to ask you something here tonight. Are you, which category are you in? Are you in that crowd that they can count on going to have church? Are you so dead and dry and lukewarm thing to profess, but it's another thing to possess.
Right.
Amen. When in the book of Acts chapter 19, when God had used Paul and wrought special miracles by his hands, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Who are ye? And the man in whom the spirit, evil spirit was, leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And it was known to the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and the fear of the law fell on all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Amen. He knows, your enemy knows if you've got the real thing or not. Amen. The devil knows if you're just pretending. He'll stand by on the sideline and laugh, amen, all the way to hell when you ain't got the real thing. If I didn't have the real thing tonight, I prayed through the real thing, because there is no substitute for the real power in my hand. God, they're telling you tonight, it don't do no good to fake it. It don't do no good to act like it. Possess it. Get a hold of it and have it.
Yes, Lord.
Story was told to me. The woman had the son that was demon possessed. And they called Brother Heiner and said, who should we call to cast the devil out of this boy?
Yeah.
He said, call Brother Bill Houston.
Come on.
Amen. Brother Bill Houston pulls up in the driveway. This young man don't even know anything about it, but he sat up in the bed, and that spirit of the devil spoke out of him and said, who called Bill Houston? Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah. The devil knows if you got the real thing or not. Amen. God knows if you got the real thing or not. It's his desire to give you the real thing. Don't you be satisfied with nothing less than the real power of God. Brother Curtin, I hope I get this right, told us last night, even about that person possessed of the devil. And Brother Neil Bridges showed up, and that spirit spoke out of him and said, I should have known it'd be you.
Yeah.
I should have known you'd be the one show up. Amen. I wasn't too worried about that hypocrite.
Oh.
I knew he couldn't do anything about it. Amen. But I smelled him when he was coming. Amen. I felt him when he was coming. I felt the power of God coming into place. Amen. The devil knows the difference.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo. Amen. Feel with the spirit. You know, he explains in Ephesians chapter 5 about being filled with the Spirit, and he compared it as a similarity to the alcohol, the effect alcohol has on alcoholics.
Right, come on.
Be not drunk with wine, where it is excess, but rather be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Just as a drunkard is influenced by strong drink, amen, so is a Spirit-filled believer under the influence of the Spirit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. I can recognize them along with y'all sometimes.
Well,
amen. I can recognize a drunk, Sister Anna. He comes staggering down the street. Amen. Hallelujah. One came down the street, 1 foot on the the sidewalk and one on the pavement. He's walking like this. And the policeman said, "Son, you're drunk." He said, "Thank you, officer. I thought I was crippled." Amen. I can see the difference, you understand. Amen. And I can understand and see the difference. Amen. Sometimes when people be in prayer, amen, be prevailing with fasting and seeking God until they're endued with power from on high.
Come on,
Lord. Amen. Oh, yeah, brother. Years ago, D.L. Moody said to be filled with the Spirit means to empty oneself and allow God to fill you.
Yeah.
I believe firmly that the moment our hearts are emptied of pride and selfishness and ambition and everything that is contrary to God's law, the Holy Spirit will fill every corner of our hearts. But if we're full of pride and conceit and ambition and the world, there is no room for the Spirit of God. If you're a friend to the world, you're an enemy to God. We must be emptied before we can be filled and be filled of the Spirit all the way to the top and lacking nothing. That's what I wanted you. Amen. To be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Filled. That verb here is in the active tense. It is indicating that it is a constant action.
Right.
We are to go on and keep on being filled with the Spirit.
Right.
Not just because revival's come along. Not just because we had a good service. And boy, I sure got help last night. I'll tell you what, tomorrow will be another day. Get filled tomorrow too.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you live to the next day, get filled then too. Hallelujah. If you're going to be effective, amen, pray until.
Come on.
Amen. The Bible said in Acts 1 that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to quit right here.
Yeah.
Amen. I've got a hold of this thing. I just love this little story. Amen. I hope it does as much for you as it did me. Old Charles Spurgeon said, an army is drawn up before a granite fort, which it intends to batter down. And they asked the general, they said, "How are you going to level those great stones?" He points to the cannonball and says, "By this." And they said, "But there's no power in that." You know, he said, "There's no power in it. It's no more than 100-pound weight. And if all the men in the army would hurl it against the wall, amen, it might make just a slight impression."
Yeah,
amen. He replies, "No, but look at the cannon." Well, there's no power in that. A child might ride upon it. A bird may perch upon its mouth. It's just a machine and nothing more. But look, he said, look at the power. Well, there's no power in that. A child could spill it and a sparrow may peck at it. Yet this powerless powder and powerless ball are put into a powerless cannon. But then a spark of fire enters the powder, and in a twinkling of an eye, that powder, the flash of lightning, and that ball in a thunderbolt that smites the fort, and like from heaven, it brings the wall down. You can't do it by yourself. You don't have no power in your own strength. You've got a body. You can lift hands. You can sing. You might can preach. But it'd be powerless unless the Spirit of Almighty God comes down and lights that fire.
Come on.
It's all powerless without the fire, without the oil. is powerless. Amen. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. That word quench means to extinguish, to snuff it out. Amen. Or have it go out. Amen. You can run your own life tonight, or you can sell out to God and give Him complete control. Hallelujah. Sister Mary, if I could get a praying church back on their knees, it would ignite the cannon. It would ignite this place. You see some things happen that you've only heard of and dreamed about, but we've got to have the fire of prayer.
Come on.
There is therefore now no condemnation of them that are Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. How you walking here tonight? Amen. Oh God. I got too much to say. Be quiet. Glory to God. Amen. There's no substitute. Amen. I've seen them try. It's the silliest thing I ever looked at, where the Earl's people try and pretend they haven't packed.
Yeah.
It just pretend. I mean, it's like going into martial arts class and saying, I'm an expert.
Yeah. Come on.
Woo. That ain't real smart.
No.
That is not real smart. Praise God. Old brother Ronnie Wheeler. He sparred with Chuck Norris at his time. Amen. Well, but he told about a time, did he, Brother Fallbell? When he got in there, amen, and got despired and got whipped pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
By a woman. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to have it. You've got to profess it and possess it. If you don't possess it, don't profess it. Glory to God. God sees through that. And the devil sees through that. Oh, come up here with me tonight. I tell you what, I do some practice prayers. I do some practice praise. I do some practice Bible reading until I got my belt. Amen. Until I was endued with the power. Then I cast the devils out. See the blind heal. See the dead raise. I'm telling you tonight, you can have it if you want it.
Man.
Amen.
Holy, holy.
Yes.
I hear all these great stories about these men going in days gone by. But Father Bell, that stirs my heart, brother. Amen. Why? Because if they had it, why don't we have it? Glory to God. Amen. If they prayed into heaven and spoke, why don't you?
Come on.
Well, I've got two or three of them. Amen. We need a church that's hungry again for the Spirit of Almighty God.
Yeah.
I told Anthony tonight, I said, it's more than what you've got.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just take one more step up the ladder.
Yeah.
Amen. Anthony said, I always pray for everybody else, not pray for myself. I said, God's got plenty to go around.
Yeah.
He ain't running out.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He ain't running out. You need prayer. Say, hey, I need prayer.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That's what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
The Bible said you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Get to asking. Say, I need it.
Yeah.
Amen. I'd like to have it. Anybody want it here tonight?
Yeah, come on.
Glory to God, you can have it. If you want it, you can get it. You can get that old time religion in your soul. I've got it, you can have it. If you want it, you can get it. You can get that old time religion in your soul. Just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all had it, everyone. Peter and Paul and Silas too. Thomas, Bartholomew, James the son of Zebedee, Andrew, Thomas, and Timothy. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, John the Revelator, and Matthias, Job the servant of Joshua, Abraham, and Methuselah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah. Boy, there we go. I forgot. Amen. Wow. You can have that old time religion in your soul. And I got it. You can have it. If you want it, you can get it. You can get this old time religion in your soul. I got it. You can have it. If you want it, you can get it. Do you want it tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's stand on the house. I told you I wouldn't hold you long. Praise God.
Praise
you. Oh, my head don't back up. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Can we just lift a hand tonight? Let's magnify the Lord. Amen. You come here tonight expecting from God. I know that you did. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Go over this altar tonight. You feel like prayer. Right now be the time to come. Amen. Say, Lord, fill me up with the presence of God. I want the real thing. I'm not happy with something false or fake. God, just give me the real thing. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know you can get it? Come on, let's come to the altar tonight. Let's seek the face of God. Amen. Oh, yeah, she's got it for you. Didn't have what grandma had. You can possess what grandpa had. And if they never had it, you can still get it. Wouldn't you like to be the first generation to stand up and say, thank God, I got it. Amen. Oh, thank God for this meeting. Thank God for his presence.
Just the waste of time, not anything more. Come on, come on, come on.
Glory.